Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net with my report of the July 2006 U.S. employment situation. From the household survey, the unemployment rate bumped up 0.2% to 4.8%. This was because the total labor force in July grew by 212,000 to more than 151 million. The number of employed persons declined by 34,000 to 144 million. There were 248,000 more unemployed persons, which stands at 7 million. And the number of persons not in the workforce grew by 29,000. From the survey of businesses, often referred to as the jobs report or jobs survey, job growth was weak at 113,000 and consistent with several non-governmental reports confirming a generally weakening job growth climate. The goods-producing sector lost a total of 2,000 jobs due to manufacturing's loss of 15,000 for the month. The sector's losses for July would have been worse if not for construction hammering together 6,000 more jobs for the month, and natural resources and mining, which is also part of the goods-producing sector, was able to dig up 7,000 new jobs. Activity in the service-providing sector was mixed, with only 115,000 new jobs. The retail trade sector stopped 4 consecutive months of declines with no losses in July, but also no gains. Professional and business services added 43,000 new jobs. Education and health services made room for 24,000 new jobs. Leisure and hospitality, benefiting from the vacation season, was up 42,000 more jobs, while growth in government jobs was flat. The 6,000 job gain at the federal level was balanced out by the 10,000 job loss at the state level and a 4,000 job gain at the local level. For those of you in the staffing sector, temporary help services employment continued its downward trend with a 2,400 job loss in July to 2,601,300. That's seasonally adjusted. For July, temporary help employment was down by 0.1% from the previous month and up 3.1% from July 2005. But temporary help services employment essentially held on to its market share of overall jobs in July with 1.92%. It was 1.93% in June. The recent high was 9.6% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within temporary help services. I called the previous three job reports weak and repeat that characterization for July. Also, with wages up 4.1% in the past year, you will continue hearing more talk about inflationary pressures that may be limiting job growth, and that is exactly what may now be occurring. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. A video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.